get right into it because we don't have a whole lot of time
up here. Okay. One of the things that I really sense that before the day is over, God is going to do something supernatural. Okay. And that basically means that he's going to do something that we can't do in our own natural ability. You know, so we want to be sensitive, you know, to that today. You know, but it's gonna take us to present ourselves to him and have or discover genuine repentance. Hmm. And we're gonna talk more about repentance. Say genuine repentance.
Genuine okay? repentance.
You know, so we're gonna have to surrender ourselves to God, because I really sense that what's gonna happen today is that there are going to be relationships developed like Jonathan and David had. That covenant, that loyalty, you know, that the Word of God talks about the oneness of soul, oneness of spirit. You know, so let's keep that in mind and ask God, God, do something supernatural in me today. Do something supernatural through me today. Okay, now, I'm also reminded that, you know, Jesus could not do many works, all right, in his own community, all right, in his own home, amongst his relatives. He couldn't do mighty works because of unbelief, all right? And then also they watered down who Jesus actually was to him just being a mere man or a carpenter. And they didn't recognize that he was the savior of the universe and the Lord of their lives. You know, so what I want us to do is to be mindful that Jesus is not a mere man, he's the Lord of our lives.
Amen.
And whatever he's asking us to do, we're his servants and we're supposed to do that. So let's don't water it down to, all right, James and Brian, okay, that was a great message, guys. Okay. Hear the voice of God through the speakers today.
Yeah.
Okay, don't look at the speakers necessarily. Don't write down necessarily what the speakers are saying. Write down what Jesus Christ is saying to you personally, okay? So, let's get ready to get in this because I got a few more minutes here. Go to Matthew 4:17 because starting in Matthew 4, and then we're going to kind of, you know, gradually walk all the way up to Matthew 7:28. You know, because there's some key things that Jesus said in between those series of sermons that he delivered from Matthew 4:17 through Matthew 7:28. Now, the Word of God says in here, it says, from that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent, okay, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Hmm. And all of us know that the word repent means to actually change the way that you think. Okay? Change the way that you think, you know, because the kingdom of heaven, right? In other words, the authority and the rule of God is near. Okay? The authority and the rule of God is near. So what Jesus is saying in there is change the way you think, but you can't change the way you think unless my authority and rule is there. You know, because we can't change our own mindset, our own way of thinking, okay? We need something greater than ourselves to do that. You know, and he says that he's near. Now, the key thing about that, guys, is that we don't live in the Old Testament anymore. You know, so no one has to go into a place, into the presence of God for us, and then come back out and tell us what God said.
Amen.
You know, so what Jesus is saying is that now, okay, you're not going to live outwardly, you're going to live from inside out. And I'm not only going to be with you, but I'm going to be in you. So the changing, the way that you think is going to come from, all right, an inward transformation. Say an inward transformation.
Inward, you know, transformation.
And then as the inward transformation takes place, all right, the rethinking, we're going to see an outward demonstration. Okay? Because repentance, and I'll talk more about this, or maybe even Brian, repentance is not saying I repent. Because a lot of people say I repent, but your verbal lip service hasn't done anything.
Yep.
Because an inward transformation has not taken place. And the only way that that can take place is by the power of the Holy Spirit that resides in us. Okay, so Jesus started off saying, repent, all right, for the kingdom of heaven is near. And then as you read in there, Jesus talks about, I didn't come to destroy the law, I came to fulfill it.
Hmm.
See, in other words, he was saying there is that I've come and everything that has happened in the past is about to be upgraded. Everything that happened in the past is about to be upgraded. And then he goes through there and says a number of times, you have heard it said to those of old, but I have come and I say this. Okay? You have heard that it was said to those of old, but I have come and I have said this. What does that mean? Is that one of the areas, and all of us have read this before, you know, Jesus said, you've heard that you shall not murder. But I'm saying that, okay, you're committing murder if you have anger against your brother without a cause. So I might not have killed you physically, but I probably killed you in my thinking. That's an upgrade. See, and then he talks about, he says, you have heard to love your neighbors and to hate your enemy. But I'm about to upgrade your thinking. I'm telling you to love your enemies. See, so what am I trying to say? We've probably heard some things about unity from someone from the pulpit or, right, someone speaking, right? But Jesus is saying, I'm about to upgrade your thinking about unity. Because sometimes our unity is hanging around the people that we always hang around with, and we consider that unity. But God is about to challenge us is to cross your unity lines and barriers and operate in real unity like the Word talks about. See, you know, so people can speak to us, all right, but God wants to speak to us. Let me say this, is that God is no longer writing his law on tablets of stone. Now he's writing his word on the tablets of our hearts.
Yeah.
See, this shift is about to take place. So you're seeing here that, okay, God wants to upgrade, say upgrade.
Upgrade.
He wants to upgrade our thinking so that true repentance can take place. Now, the prodigal son, okay, when he was out there living a ruined lifestyle, the Bible says that he came to his senses. Okay. Now, what does that look like? Coming to your senses is an inward transformation. And I believe this is what God is telling the church, is come to your senses and experience this inward transformation. And then after that inward transformation took place, then an outward demonstration occurred and he returned back to his Father. So I believe that God is telling us as the body of Christ is that and I think a lot of us are sensing this, let's get back to the Word. Let's be restored back to the Word, because we've heard this, we've heard that, you know, this individual has said something. God wants to talk to us today, and he wants to continue, you know, to talk to us. So the prodigal son, he experienced this also. Now, I want to end with this, is in Matthew 4:17, Jesus said, repent. He started with the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he concluded those series of teachings The Bible says something real interesting in Matthew chapter 7, verse 28 through 29. Let's go there. It says here, when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed or astonished at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. Now, I looked up that word, amazed, or in the New King James Version, that the word is astonished, and that word astonished means to strike, okay? To strike, or to literally be struck in the mind.
Wow.
Okay, and that sounds a little violent, to be struck, to be struck in the mind, or to drive out or force out or eject or banish by a blow. Okay, now go to that next slide for me, John. Is the way that I saw this, John, is it another slide? You didn't get the other slide? All right, not the other slide. All right. So
you're gonna
hit me?
I'm gonna
have to use you as a visual.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So can you imagine, okay, they were astonished at Jesus' teaching, and they were struck in the mind, and actually a blow took place. So the illustration that we wanted to show you is that, have you ever seen someone get hit?
All right.
Hit in the, no, don't go back.
All right.
If you turn this way, though.
All right.
Okay. If you get hit and you have sweat on you, what does the sweat do? The sweat is expelled, right? So the visual that I got is like Jesus was teaching, and his teaching was so strong that it hit the individuals, and what was inside of them, the way that they thought, it was expelled, right? There it is, right there. It was expelled. So what am I saying here is that, okay, it's things in my mind about unity, about repentance, and things like that I've learned over the years, okay, but I've experienced these seasons in my life that I've been astonished by Jesus' teaching. And the things that I was taught, which were good, all right, now he's upgraded them, and he's hit me, struck me in my mind, and it has removed the things in my mind that has hindered his will from coming to pass in me and through me. And I believe today, as Brian and the other speakers talk, that Jesus is going to strike you in the mind. He's going to strike us in the mind. And I'm asking God, remove everything in me that's not of you. All right, because I'm your servant and your Lord. Okay, the kingdom of God is at hand. All right, and he's telling James Harris, repent. All right, now notice this. It ties right into Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
Yep.
He says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind. Now, that word renew means renovation. And everyone in here has experienced renovating something, you know, in your home or whatever. You tear out everything that's old, you get rid of it, and then you put everything new in there. Now, watch this. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? That you may be able to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
And I believe, as the body of Christ, the reason why you guys showed up is that you want to prove what is God's perfect will in our community. But we cannot do that if we don't allow Jesus to strike us in the mind today.
Yeah.
right? Okay, so turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, take the blow.
Take the blow. That's awesome, man.